This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. One person was killed and another seriously injured in a head-on collision in Barron County on Wednesday. According to Wisconsin State Patrol officials, the crash occurred on U.S. 53 around 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon when a minivan that was passing other northbound vehicles in the wrong lane hit a southbound car. Officials say the driver of the southbound car was killed in the collision and the driver of the minivan was flown by LifeLink to Eau Claire for treatment. DOT officials say the minivan passed over a double yellow center line. Election officials say voter turnout for Tuesday's partisan primary was the highest across the state in 60 years. According to an Associated Press report, unofficial results show over 26% of Wisconsin's voting age population cast their ballot in Tuesday's election, with a number of competitive primary races and two constitutional amendments on the ballot. The constitutional amendments were the only statewide issues proposed on Tuesday's ballot, and just over 1.2 million residents voted on the eventually rejected proposals. A Republican primary candidate for Wisconsin's 74th Assembly District is sharing his thoughts on the ballot issues in the town of Summit. Scott Harbridge lost the primary vote to incumbent Chance Green in the newly redrawn district on Tuesday, receiving 43% of the vote compared to 57% for Green. In a statement, Harbridge said the state should get rid of the WEC after the mistake, as 190 Summit voters were disenfranchised. Officials say Green won by about 1,000 votes and was declared the winner. Duluth law enforcement authorities held their annual Kids, Cops, and Cars event on Wednesday. According to a Northern News Now report, the yearly event gives law enforcement agencies a chance to connect with kids in the community by showcasing first responder vehicles, including a helicopter, and allowing kids to watch canine demonstrations. Officials say in addition to building community trust, their hope is the event will inspire some of the kids to consider a future career in the law enforcement field. The Stuff the Bus campaign in Duluth has collected a massive amount of supplies for Northland students ahead of the new school year. According to a Fox 21 report, the campaign is being led by Head of the Lakes United Way, and in Duluth alone, over 250 backpacks and 1,200 other school items have been donated. Collections have concluded in Duluth, but donations are still being accepted in Superior, Ashland, and Lake County. The initiative seeks to reduce the back-to-school financial burden on families. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has scheduled a public meeting to discuss the Bong Bridge Improvement Project. According to a press release, DOT officials will host the meeting at the Superior Public Library on Wednesday, August 21st from 5 to 7 p.m. The meeting will cover proposed improvements to the Bong Bridge connecting Superior to Duluth, including concrete repairs, sealing the bridge deck, and replacing light bases and poles. The planned construction would result in some lane, ramp, and sidewalk closures. A motorcyclist was killed in a Superior crash early Monday morning. According to the Superior Police Department, the crash occurred on Stinson Avenue just west of Hill Avenue before 5 a.m. on Monday. Law enforcement officials say the 33-year-old Superior resident and another vehicle were driving east on Stinson Avenue when they collided. The driver of the motorcycle was pronounced deceased at the scene of the crash. The driver of the other vehicle involved in the collision was uninjured, and the crash is under investigation. Governor Tony Evers visited Ashland on Tuesday to highlight funding for road repairs across the state. According to a Northern News Now report, the road project in Ashland involves the replacement of a section of Prentice Avenue as well as the much larger reconstruction project on Highway 13 near Washburn. Governor Evers recently announced that more than $200 million had been made available through the bipartisan infrastructure law to help complete projects for 150 roads and bridges. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for L.A. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed, regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work. And if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. Our high today in the low 70s, upper 50s tonight, low 70s back at it again tomorrow. By the weekend, things looking better with sunshine and highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.